Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
As you remember, a brilliant half-mad Nazi scientist named Der Teufel injected a solution of highly radioactive kryptonite into the veins of a young German, thus making him an atomic monster, able to destroy anything in his path. Appearing as an ordinary young man named Henry Miller, the Atom Man secured a position as a reporter on the Metropolis Daily Planet with orders to find and destroy Superman. As we continue now, in a shabby basement room of a Metropolis tenement, Henry Miller is telling Teufel of an important discovery he made at the Daily Planet that evening. Disguised in a black wig and drooping mustache, his skin dyed olive, Der Teufel's frog-like eyes blaze behind thick-lensed spectacles as he interrupts angrily.
What? You say Superman appeared at the Daily Planet this evening?
Yes, I was going through Miss Lane's desk as you told me to, trying to find some clue as to how the paper contacted Superman. And suddenly he was there.
And you let him get away?
I had to, Teufel, you see.
What do you mean you had to? Did you not have your metal gloves and the throat converter with you?
Yes,
but nothing. You had only to slip them on, touch the switch on the converter, and such atomic power would have poured from your fingers that Superman would have fallen helpless at your feet. Fool, blockhead. Conquering Superman means everything to us, everything. Once he becomes our slave, the rest of the world will fall into our laps like ripe plums.
I know, but I had to let him get away tonight. Just as I was about to put on my gloves and converter, young Olson and Miss Lane came in.
You should have destroyed them, too.
I didn't dare to. You told me to act with the utmost secrecy until Superman was in our hands.
I said if it was possible. Can you not think at all for yourself? Now Superman has escaped you. Who knows when and where he will return?
I know how to make him return.
Did I hear you correctly? Did you say you know how to find Superman?
I do.
How? Tell me. Stop grinning like a fool and talk.
I can reach him through Clark Kent.
Clark Kent? The Daily Planet reporter?
Yes. Kent is the planet's contact with Superman. I found that out tonight.
He is? How do you know?
Superman came to the planet to see Kent. He told Olson and Miss Lane that he did. And he admitted that he and Kent were working on something together.
So, that is very interesting. So Clark Kent is the Daily Planet's contact with Superman. I can believe that. Kent is very clever. Well, perhaps you did not fail completely, after all.
Of course I didn't. All we have to do is grab Kent, take him somewhere, and make him understand that his life depends on his bringing Superman to us.
Ha! And have every policeman in Metropolis searching for us? Nine. That is the way for men without brains, for stupid gangsters.
But
silence.
What?
Now listen to me. This is what you will do. Beginning tomorrow, when you report to the Daily Planet, you will cultivate Kent.
Cultivate him?
Yeah, make him your friend. Flatter him, but not too obviously. Then, once he has become your friend, it should not be too difficult to have him arrange a meeting with Superman. Or we can invent some story of a great trouble in which you are involved and from which only Superman can save you. You see?
Yes, and it ought to work.
Yeah. And with the power I have given you, we shall rule the world together. Go now, it is late. Go home and sleep, and in the morning you will begin with Kent.
All right, Teufel, Wait, I just remembered something.
Yeah?
This evening at the Daily Planet, when I was leaving, I passed close to Superman. I noticed that he turned pale and his eyes seemed to glaze.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and when I got to the door of the city room, I looked back. He collapsed into a chair, and Miss Lane and young Olson were asking him if he was sick.
He was affected by the kryptonite in your blood. If it had been in its original form, he would have lost consciousness.
Yes, I know, but tell me, are you sure that nobody else is affected by it?
Of course I am. Did I not walk with it? On contact, a large piece of it will burn the skin, but until its atomic energy is released, it is harmless to everyone except Superman.
Then why was Clark Kent affected by it?
What is this? Kent was affected?
Yes, this afternoon in Miss Lane's office. Kent came in and was introduced to me. He was looking fine, he was in good spirits, but the moment he came near me, he turned pale, his eyes glazed, and he collapsed into a chair, exactly as Superman did this evening.
Yeah, yeah, go on.
At first I thought he was having a heart attack, but everyone there said that he was sound as a rock and nothing like that had ever happened to him before. So it must have been the kryptonite in my blood. And if that's the case, how can I get friendly with him? I won't be able to get near him without...
Wait, could it be?
Could what be?
Himmel. Could it be that Clark Kent is Superman?
Clark Kent, Superman? What are you talking about?
Yeah, the more I think of it, the more I am convinced that we have stumbled on the most closely guarded secret in the history of civilization. Superman's identity. Yeah, now that I look back, when I myself was involved with Superman, Clark Kent also appeared. Not once, but on a number of occasions.
Teufel, it's incredible.
And tonight, you learned from Superman himself that Clark Kent is his contact with the Daily Planet. If Kent is Superman, making contact with himself would be easy, Nine.
Yes, of course, but...
I know what you are about to say. We are not certain.
That's right.
Then we will make certain. We will prove it to ourselves beyond any doubt.
Oh,
listen carefully. I have discovered that the alpha rays in kryptonite do not penetrate lead. Tonight, I will prepare for you a vest treated with a special tincture of lead. It will cover your heart and your main arteries and prevent the emanations of the kryptonite in your blood from escaping. It is these emanations, I am certain, that weakened Superman when he was in your presence.
I don't understand.
Do not interrupt. Tomorrow morning at the Daily Planet, you will approach Clark Kent wearing the lead-treated vest. If he is not affected in your presence, leave and remove the vest. When the opportunity arises, approach him again. If then he is affected, we will have positive proof.
And when we have that proof?
Then we have Superman. Exactly where we want him. If we are right, if Clark Kent is Superman, it would be dangerous to carry the gloves and converter with you because of his X-ray vision.
You think of everything, don't you, Teufel?
At the moment, I am thinking of only one thing, my young friend. I am thinking of final victory over the so-called Man of Steel. I'm thinking of ruling the world as no living man.
His frog-like eyes blazing with something close to madness. The Teufel, whose name means the devil, prepares to expose Superman's double identity. Will he succeed where so many others have failed? We'll return in a moment for today's climax. But right now, here's a word from your announcer.
You know, a new kid moved into our neighborhood the other day. And right away, when he met Eddie, he spied those brand new comic buttons Eddie's collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. So, of course, he wanted some of those comic buttons, too. But, you know, for some strange reason, he didn't know how to get them. Well, he said to Eddie, I'll bet you spend all your allowance for those sharp-looking buttons. Well, when Eddie told him that you don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop, he hot-footed it home to ask his mother to get him some Kellogg's Pep. And no wonder, each one has a true-to-life picture of one of your favorite comic strip characters, like Skeezicks and Uncle Walt and Winnie Winkle and Superman, of course. Why, all the fellows and girls are set to collect all 18 different buttons in the series. So if you want to get in on the fun, ask Mom to get you a package of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Because that's the only way you can get these swell buttons. You can't even buy them anywhere. But inside every package of Pep, you'll find a thrilling prize. One of these smart new comic buttons or a military insignia or warplane button. Remember, that's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
It is not quite 9:30 the following morning. Clark Kent, summoned by a telephone call from Jimmy Olsen, enters the city room of the Daily Planet and proceeds to Editor Perry White's office.
Good morning, Chief. Good morning, Jim.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Mr. Kent. Gee, it's swell to see you back at the Planet.
He's not back. He's just paying a brief call.
That's right. Jim, you said there was a cable.
Oh, why don't you two kiss and make up? This place
isn't
the same without Mr. Kent, Chief.
I expect my reporters to spend their working hours reporting. Theory with which Mr. Kent doesn't seem to agree. Give him his cablegram.
Oh, okay. Here it is, Mr. Kent. It's from Army Intelligence in Berlin.
Oh, it is? Good. Maybe they...
Maybe who was?
Just a minute.
Now, let me remind you, Kent, if that cable has to do with any story you were working on while you were a member of my staff, I'm entitled to it.
Well, that's a relief.
Huh? What is?
Oh, all my troubles are over.
They are?
Uh-huh.
What troubles?
Their Teufel is dead. The kryptonite is gone for good, and now I can stop worrying about the Atom Man.
What Atom Man?
You say Teufel is dead, Kent?
That's what Colonel Greeley says. Apparently, they traced him to a cave in the Black Forest in Germany where there'd been a terrific explosion. They caught a Nazi, a former Gestapo man, trying to sneak out of the woods. He told our men what had happened, hoping to save his own neck.
Well, what did he tell them?
That Teufel had been experimenting with a piece of kryptonite, trying to create an atom man.
A what?
An atom man. But we can forget all that now. Teufel blew himself and several other Nazis in the cave to kingdom come, and the kryptonite was destroyed, too. Oh, yes, sir. All Superman's worries are over.
But what?
Quiet, Olsen, quiet. Kent, this is a terrific story. Police all over the world were looking for Teufel. This cablegram gives us a scoop. It hasn't been on the teletype yet.
Uh-huh. You want me to write it?
Naturally, naturally. What are you standing there grinning like a... Now, wait a minute.
If
I take you back. Do you think you can attend to business and let Superman take care of himself?
Well,
he really doesn't need your help, you know.
That's what you think, Chief. But I'll try to be good. Come on, Jim, let's get to work.
Yes, sir. This is more like it. Hot dog.
Just a minute, Cat.
Yes?
I told that new man Miller to take your office.
Oh.
When he comes in this morning, give him a desk in the city room.
Okay. Come on, Jim. Oh, say, I feel like the man in the death house who just got a pardon from the governor.
Well, I don't get it, but as long as you feel good, it's okay by me.
Oh, there's Miller coming in now.
Huh?
We better tell him about the switch. Let me handle it, Jim, huh? No sense causing any hard feelings. Poor Miller hasn't hurt anyone.
Smiling for the first time in days, Clark Kent steps forward to meet the one human being on the entire face of the earth who has it within his power to destroy him. No, Henry Miller hasn't hurt anyone yet. But that time is soon coming. And unknowingly, Kent is walking into the trap with his eyes open. Anything can happen from here on in, and something does tomorrow. So don't fail to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, to The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.